The draft treaty was formally adopted on Friday morning at UN headquarters in New York, with 122 member states voting in favour, one abstention and one vote against. The treaty covers the full range of nuclear weapons-related activities, prohibiting any state from developing, testing, producing, manufacturing, acquiring, possessing or stockpiling nuclear weapons of any kind. It will be open for signature to all countries at UN headquarters on the 20th of September this year during the annual General Assembly and enter into force 90 days after the 50th instrument of ratification or approval has been deposited. President of the conference, Elaine White Gomez, said the treaty strengthened and supported the existing international disarmament architecture.
It also has captured the aspirations of the overwhelming majority of those participating in the conference, including the civil society. And this is something that I would like to stress, because it has been the enthusiasm, the knowledge, and the collective experience of civil society that has kept the pressure throughout the decades so the international community moves towards the prohibition of nuclear weapons.
A group of around 40 countries, mostly the nine nuclear-armed states together with military allies, stayed out of the negotiations, including Security Council permanent members, the United States, Russia, United Kingdom, France and China. They argue that the treaty is unrealistic and the principle of nuclear deterrence remains the only way to safeguard against rogue states using nuclear weapons. The UN High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, Izumi Nakamitsu, told UN News in a recent interview that the door must be open to all states to join, and the treaty includes a clear path to do so once nuclear stockpiles are eliminated. Matt Wells, United Nations.